CBS News estimates that Ronald Reagan will wind up with 51% of the New Hampshire popular vote and 16 of the 22 GOP convention delegates. George Bush is estimated to get 22% and 4 delegates. Senator Baker, 13% and 2 delegates. And John Anderson, 10% but no delegates. For Anderson, 4th place and 10% is important because 10% helps maintain his eligibility for federal matching funds. A closer look at how it came about now from the analysis desk and my colleague George Herman.
CBS News, New York Times pollsters asked voters how they formed the impressions of the candidates, and the answers were that their impressions of George Bush were formed 50-50 from television and personal handshaking contact with Bush. For Ronald Reagan, it was television and newspapers alone. And despite Reagan's strong victory here, Bush clearly has him worried, and Reagan now plans to follow the old-time formula and get out and press the flesh himself. Reed?
George Bush has already made his concession statement.
First thing I want to do is to extend my sincere congratulations to Governor Reagan on his victory here tonight in New Hampshire. To Hugh Gregg and the thousands of volunteers who have helped us, Barbara and I extend our heartfelt thanks. There's no way we can tell you how much we appreciate the time and the help that you've given us in this particular campaign.
The Carter win over Senator Kennedy looks like 49% to 37%, but the manner in which the delegates will be split, 10 for Carter and 9 for the senator. Governor Brown, CBS News estimates, will do better when it's all counted than he is doing right now. And in fact, Brown should get about 11% of New Hampshire's vote. And now this.
Would you give your right arm to help save someone's life? I know I'd give either arm, because I already have, to give blood at the Red Cross. And L.C. Vaughn of Detroit, Michigan, has given even more than I have. L.C.'s a Red Cross 2-gallon blood donor. You see, we know the need for blood is always there. That's why L.C. and I plan to keep on giving blood. How about you? Call the Red Cross and make an appointment. Come on, give your right arm or your left to help keep Red Cross ready.
Repeating, it's a victory for President Carter and Ronald Reagan. This has been a CBS News special report. Our continuing coverage of Campaign 80. I'm Reed Collins, CBS News in New Hampshire.
CBS News, Ronald Reagan, a happy man tonight.
This is the first, and it sure is the best.
This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Reagan was speaking about his victory in today's New Hampshire Republican primary. President Carter won the Democratic primary. More on the New Hampshire results from George Herman at the CBS News Primary Night headquarters in Manchester.
New Hampshire, and finds himself in a fairly close struggle with George Bush in the Minnesota Republican caucuses. New Hampshire primaries, of course, lend themselves to claims on all sides. Senator Kennedy claimed a kind of victory because the 39% of the vote he won in New Hampshire exceeded the 28% Jimmy Carter victory over a big field of Democrats 4 years ago. The president's man here, Bob Strauss, says if Kennedy's 39% is a victory over Carter's 48%, then the Russians won the World Olympic hockey title. George Herman, CBS News, Primary Night Headquarters in New Hampshire.
Because we lost the first part of our report from George Herman, we'll repeat the results. Ronald Reagan won approximately 50% of the Republican vote in the New Hampshire primary. George Bush was second with about 22%, and Howard Baker was third with about 12% of the vote in New Hampshire. Reagan today made some big changes in his campaign organization. Campaign manager John Sears was fired and is being replaced by William Casey, a former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Also dismissed were Sears' chief deputy, Charles Black, and Reagan's press secretary, Jim Lake. One source close to Reagan was quoted as saying the change resulted from a feeling that the campaign was isolated by a weak national strategy. More news in a moment.
A performance story from Phillips Petroleum.
Get out of the way, dog. Get back. Come on. I guess arthritis is nature's way of telling me I'm getting too old to play cowboy. At least there used to be nights after I'd worked around my ranch here when I felt like one giant hurt. But you know, there's a prescription drug for arthritis pain that comes from a chemical produced by Phillips Petroleum. My name's Ben Jones. I work for Phillips, and I take the medicine myself. Frankly, it makes it possible for me to get to work some mornings. It lets me get home at night and do my chores, and I've got a lot to do. I'm glad that drug's around. I like knowing that my company does something like this to help people. There's no reason for anybody to feel any older than they have to. Come on, dog, let's go home now. Come on.
Phillips Petroleum. Good things for cars and the people who drive them.
Senate and House conferees tonight completed action on the oil industry windfall profits tax bill. It should be ready for floor action early next month. The bill would tax the oil industry $227 billion over the next decade. The money would go for tax cuts, energy assistance to the poor, and energy and transportation development. Chairman Russell Long of the Senate Finance Committee spoke highly of the measure.
This bill will play a major part in a NAGSA decision to increase production, to improve conservation, and to ease the burden on those who are adversely affected by the energy shortage, particularly the low-income people of this nation. There are a lot of good things in the bill, and I believe we retain the best parts of both bills.
Long predicted the windfall profits bill will be approved easily by Congress and signed by President Carter. A nuclear power plant reactor north of Tampa, Florida, shut down automatically today when its instruments and control system lost power. Some radioactive water was spilled inside the plant. The plant at Crystal River, Florida, is owned by the Florida Power Corporation. Both the company and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said there was no leakage of radioactive material outside the plant. Now this.
Tonight, on the CBS Late Movie, Buddy Ebsen stars as Barnaby Jones. Barnaby's the kind of detective that criminals fear most. Tough, dedicated, and honest. He'd rather outwit an outlaw than outshoot him. But either way, nobody's going to get away with murder or anything else once he takes on the case. Lee Meriwether co-stars on Barnaby Jones, followed by another great feature on the CBS Late Movie on CBS Television.
Here's important news from Amana. You only have until February 29th to get your $50 rebate. That's right. You only have until February 29th to get $50 back when you buy an Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range with the exclusive RotoWave cooking system. So see your participating Amana retailer and cook up a good deal. Buy an Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range and get $50 back. But hurry, time's running out. Our Amana rebate offer ends February 29th, 1980.
A federal court in Washington today refused to delay the 1980 census, rejecting a challenge by several groups and individuals. They had said illegal aliens should not be included in the headcount. The challengers claim the Constitution provides only for taking a census of legal residents of the United States. And they said including illegal aliens in the count could unfairly affect congressional apportionment and certain federal funds provided to the states. The court rejected those arguments. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.